Rudyard Kipling's stories about a little boy's adventures in the Indian jungle were written for magazines in the 1890s. In April, Disney presents The Jungle Book in 3D live animation featuring one young actor.
Come on, Mowgli, let's be on our way.
But I'm helping Baloo get ready for hibernation.
For her annual pre-Oscars tradition of looking at movie jobs, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg meets the boy and his on-set school teacher as they juggle jungles and sixth grade history lessons.
11-year-old Neil Setti is about to be kidnapped by monkeys.
This is uncomfortable.
It doesn't look that scary on the set at Los Angeles Center Studios. No animals, no jungle, just a blue screen in front of which the boy will run, leap, cavort, rigged up in a harness.
He's going to leave that strap hanging down.
His live action will be mixed with truly lifelike animated animals later.
Nice and quiet.
Watching Neil's every move, over 300 members of the crew, including spotters, who'll catch him at the end of this run.
3, 2, 1, go.
Got it.
That was awesome!
But director Jon Favreau wants another take.
Remember, look at the camera.
3, 2, 1.
Cut. Not bad. Nice job, Neil.
Take 3, take 4. Take 6.
This is the one. Look at the camera, Neil.
Jon Favreau, he directed Iron Man 1 and 2. Favreau is patient, but very aware of the clock. Not just for bottom line reasons, but because his only live actor is a kid.
Oh.
Voices of grown actors are in the movie. Scarlett Johansson, Bill Murray, Ben Kingsley. But only the boy is on screen.
You work very limited hours with kids. You have to be very careful about anything physical.
All sorts of laws govern the use of children in movies. Time limitations, procedures, practices, rules to keep them safe and educated.
You're coming to school in a couple minutes, okay? Perfect.
Lois Yaroshevsky is Neil's on-set teacher. She's taught in schoolrooms and movie studios for almost 40 years. Film production companies hire studio teachers, whose job involves supervising lessons and sprinting to and from sound stages.
I'm trying to get at least a 20-minute block of school in with Neil.
On this film, Lois teaches three similar-looking young performers, Neil, his stand-in, and his body double. All these young bodies are schooled on set for 3 hours a day minimum. That's the law. Lois runs a clock on every encounter. If it's less than 20 minutes, it doesn't count.
So you're always looking at your watch? You're always running a stopwatch on it? How do you do it?
That's right.
The fact is that Lois is the boss.
Again, director Jon Favreau.
You're on a set, you could be spending millions and millions of dollars, and you could have everything set up, and at the end of the day, you got to look at Lois, and Lois is checking the watch and checking the kid.
Because by 4 o'clock on this day, it's all over. By law, the workday ends for Neil and his young cohorts after 9.5 hours, including school.
You with me?
What?
By 1849, people were coming from all over the United States.
About an hour before lunchtime on a January day last year, Lois and Neil huddle for a while over a computer.
What's a miner?
A person who digs for gold.
At last, they're in school. Well, a room near the stage rigged out with 3 computers, one for each kid. The walls are festooned with personal stuff. Mets souvenirs for Neil, he's a New Yorker. Photos, crayon drawings. Starting in August 2014, Neil was in and out of this classroom for 7 months.
Most miners had to work hard to make enough for food.
School, history, math, science comes to him online. Lois Yaroshevsky supplements and supervises. Each boy has different lessons. Lois hovers to keep them on track.
I'm not only the studio teacher, but I'm a welfare worker. I'm always there on set, especially if it's anything dangerous. In my opinion, the schooling is very important, but the welfare is probably the most important part of our job.
So the well-being of the child.
That's exactly right. The safety, the health concerns. Because parents, they do have to be here, but they're not the ones that are saying yes or no to whatever's happening.
Neil's parents are here. Either Gina or Sam Setti is on set throughout the shoot.
He loves being on stage. He loves the shoot. But learning is fun for Neil.
His parents didn't raise him to be an actor. They have a different dream for Neil.
Hopefully we'll follow in the footsteps of both of us.
And what do the folks do?
We're both dentists, and that's the seed we planted in Neil's head. But, you know, this was a calling from above, a blessing, and here we are.
Here we go.
Look for that. Should camera. I bend my right knee?
A little bit.
On the set, another break.
That's a trick!
A chance to talk with extremely focused, slightly wired young Neil.
I notice that your hands are very dirty and so are your feet. And you got terrible scars on your thigh. This was a rough day, huh?
We're doing a monkey scene next where there's monkeys, like so many monkeys in trees, and they're pushing me and throwing me around like I'm just like a toy. And that's where I got all these scratches.
So but I'm glad they're fake.
Yeah. But
how do you just, in your own head, keep your focus? How do you come to school, go back, fly with the apes?
I just say, if I do this, this, and this, the movie will be done, and I can see it. And I want to watch it a lot. I want to see myself on a big screen.
Well, Mom and Dad, I don't know. Fillings versus fame. Now, ego can be a problem with young actors. Teacher Lois Yaroshevsky works to keep them grounded. It's not always easy.
I've had some kids that have been real problems, and I've had a few kids fired off of different movies.
So how do you handle it when he gets sassy with you, as any kid would?
I'll tell him honestly. A child like Neil, he gets it. He understands. I'm about today to talk to him and ask him to thank these two boys for what they do. You know, the real actors in the real world, they thank their stand-ins, they thank their stunt doubles. I want him to be a little more humble, and he'll get it.
Neil, you good?
Lois? Yeah. One more?
Boss Lois gives the okay for one last take.
3, 2, 1, go.
Got him!
Cut.
It's a cut!
Big hand for Neil.
Applause, smiles, cue the studio teacher, ever vigilant in the pursuit of knowledge.
Okay, we get to go eat for a half an hour, and then we run back the minute the half hour is up to get a block of school in.
In Los Angeles, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
All right, guys, that's lunch. Make it safe, guys, that's lunch for a half.
Lunchtime, it's not lunchtime. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.